All right. Good morning. Good morning. Again, broadcasting from Yerushalayim Yirakodesh. We are holding on Nun Ches Omer Aleph. About a couple lines down. Va'amar Rav Hamnuna Haraya Uchlisa Yisrael. If somebody sees a large group of Klal Yisrael, Omer Baruch Chacham Harozim, he should say the bracha. And you find this in all your Siddurim. Baruch Atah Hashem, HaChacham HaRozim. Uchosei Ovdei Kechavim, if he sees a huge group of Ovdei Kechavim, or non-Jews, Omer, Boishe Imchem. We should say the Pasuk, Boishe Imchem, which is, Ma'oid Chofer Yiladchem, Hinei Achres Koyim Midbar Tziyu Ba'arova. And that this gathering is a busha. Why? Even though you have so many people now, eventually it's going to be like a Midbar. Tanu Rabbanan says the Brisa Roy Uchlis Yisrael Omer Baruch Hachem Harozim Shein Daitam Doim Zel Zeh, because no Yid has the same outlook as another one. Ve'ein Part Sufehin Doim Zel Zeh, really no person. And Ve'ein Zeh Partzeh, none of them look alike. Ben Zoyma Ra Uchlis, he saw this huge multitude of Klal Yisrael Al Gabe Ma'ala Bahar Bayis, on one of the steps on Har Bayis. Ve'amar, and he said, Baruch Hachem Harozim, Yuzoychet to say this Baruch. And he says, Baruch Shebaruch Kol Eile L'sham Yisheni. And he says, Baruch Hashem, he created all these people to create, to serve me. Who Hoya Emer used to say, Kama Yigiyas Yiga Adam Harishan Adser Matzah Paslecha. Look how much a person, Adam Harishan, had to work till he found bread. Chorash, he had to plow, Vizora, and plant, Vikotzer, and reap, Vimer, and gather, Vidosh, and thresh, Vizora, and winnow, Borer, and do Bayer, Vitochen, and grind, Vihirkin, and do, and sift, Velosh, and knead, Vafa, and bake, Vacharkach, Koch, Vacharkach, Ochal, and afterwards he was Zoycha to eat. However, Vaani, ha, Mashkim, I get up, go to the Makola, to Moitza, Kol Eila, and I find anything ready, Mutukanim, I find bread ready before me. The Kami Yigiz, Yiga, Adam Rishon, Ad Shemotza, Beged, Lil Bishon, look how much a person Adam Rishon had to do before he found the Beged. Gozaz, he had to shear, Velibin, and whiten, and make it clean, v'nipetz, and comb it, v'tava, and weave it, and spin it, v'oreg, and weave it, v'acharkech, motzah beged l'lubash, and only afterwards he found clothes to wear. V'ani, I get up, mashkim v'moitza, I go to my not the tambour, you go to your clothing store, and you find everything there. Kol edu mitukarim, you find everything is ready. V'chol ha'umash shoyk desu bo'is to Pesach Beisi, and all these people come and to do business, but ani mashkim might say kolel lefani. Everything, the tambour is all ready for me. Anything you need is in the tambour. Who Hayomer used to say, Oreach Toiv Mahu Emer. What does a good guest say? Kama Tirchus Torach Balabayis Bishvili. Look how much this guy did for me. Kama Boser Hevi Lefani. Look how much meat he brought me. Kama Yain Hevi Lefani. Look how much wine he brought me. Kama Glus Kois. Look how much bread Hevi Lefani he brought me. V'chol Ma'ash Torach LeTorach El Bishvili. He did it all for me. I better be very grateful. The point is that you should be grateful. Aval Oreach Ra Mahu Emer. What does a bad guest say? Ma Tirch Torach Balabayis say? What did this guy do for me? Pasach Asachalti. I ate one bread. Pasach Asachalti. Chaticha Ascha. One piece of meat I ate. Kois Echad Shasisi. I drank one cup of wine. Kol teirach shetarach bala b'ayzeh lo teirach ala b'shvil ishto yubonav. He only ate, did it for his wife and kids, and therefore I don't have to be so thankful. A guy gets on a bus, he's like, oh, well, this is your job, you're not doing it for me, you would have done it anyways. That's not a good thing. No, you have to appreciate it. The guy's doing it for you, and then you'll have more akaras hatayv. Ala reyach toiv mahu emir. What does it say about a good guest? Zochor kitaski po'olei asher sheru anoshim. You should remember this guest, and he makes the bala b'ayzeh work great, and he says, it was done for him. And ala reach raksiv, it says lochein yireu anoshim, and they see him and they don't see somebody who is smart. That's the end of the pasuk. Leir kochach melev. Since he's a bad, he's not makir. The good things that were happening to him, people he will not have. He will not actually. They the pasuk. He will not be zayik to have tamid chachamim. Children. The Gemara says, Ha'ish b'imei shol zokin bo anoshim, and I'm not sure what the Shaykhah says here. The Gemara says that b'imei shol, there was a person b'imei shol, and this is talking about Yishai, Amar Rava v'yitem Rav Zvid v'yitem Rav Oishia, Zay Yishai Avi David, this is Yishai v'yotza b'uchlasa, when he went out with a huge amount of people, v'nichlis b'uchlasa v'darsh b'uchlasa. He was, you know, when Rav Chaim Kanevsky goes around, there was a huge crowd around him, that's the way Yishai used to go around. Amar Ula nakitinen she'ein uchlasa b'bavel, there's no gathering like this in Bavel, Tana ein uchlasa b'chus v'shishim rivuya, there's no uchlasa less than 600,000 people. So even by the last Siyam HaShas at MetLife, it was only 90-something thousand. If somebody sees a chacham, Omer Baruch Shecholak Mechacham Asimli Reyav, you should say, Hashem, thank you. You could make the bracha. Baruch Shecholak Mechacham Asimli Reyav. You could say this bracha. One of the Gedali Hadar. Chacham, if somebody sees a smart person, one of the huge scientists or mathematicians, Omer Baruch Shecholak Mechacham Asimli Reyav. Hori Malchi Yisrael, somebody sees a king, Omer Baruch Shecholak Mechavodili Reyav. Malchi, if the government, non-Jewish king, Omer Baruch Shecholak Mechavodili Reyav. And we do this dais about this. If you say it on the president, but I think most places can say yes. Amar beyechin lo ilim mishtadel adam lo rutz lekras malchi Yisrael. A person should try to see a king. But lekras malchi Yisrael, will find not only a Jewish king, alafilu lekras malchi evdechavim, even a non-Jewish king, because in Yizke, because if a person is zayichet to see Mashiach, yavchin ben malchi Yisrael malchi evdechavim, he will see the difference between the kavod that we give non-Jewish kings and Jewish kings eventually by Mashiach. Rav Sheshes Sagi Norhaver, Rav Sheshes was a blind person. And everybody was gathered to see a king that was passing. Rav Sheshes was there. Ashkechehu Tzeduki saw them. And Amalei, Chatzvi Lenahara. He said, full Chatzvi, full barrels are going to the lake in order to draw water. But Kagni, Laya, but you, an empty barrel, where Laya, where are you going? In other words, he was making fun of him. I'm going in order to see the king, but you can't see. Omer Leir, Reb Sheshes told him, Tochazi, you see, the Adana Tveminach, I'm going to know more than you. Chalav Gunda Kamaisa Kika Avshon. A whole group of people were passing, and there was a lot of noise. And Omer Leir, Hahu Tzidiki, this Tzidiki said, oh, the king is coming, Azimalka. Omer Leir, Reb Sheshes, nope, look, he's not coming. And you're right. It was just the troops with trumpeters and motorcycles and whatnot. Chalav Gunda Tinyana, and a second group passed. Kika Avshin. There was a lot of noise. And Amalei Hutzdigi. Oh, Hashtaka Azimaka. Now the king's coming. And Amalei Rav Sheshes. No, Loiko Azimaka. The king's not there. Finally, a third one. Chalav Tlisa. Finally, a third group was passing. And Kika Shaska. It was quiet. Amalei Rav Sheshes. Vabe Hashta Azimaka. Now that's when the king is passing. Amalei Hutzdigi Minalacha. How do you know? Amalei the Malchus of the Arakein, Malchus the Rikia. Because the king on earth copies the king in the sky. They'll say, "Save a manata bahar lefnei Hashem," as it says, "Go and stand up bahar lefnei Hashem." Vihnei Hashem over the Hashem is passing. Veruach gedel vechazik meforek harim, and a large wind is coming and it's breaking mountains and sabers salaim and breaking stones. Lefnei Hashem, loy beruach Hashem. Hashem is not in the wind. Veachar ruach rash. After the wind comes this loud noise. Loy berash Hashem. Hashem is not there. Veachar rash ha'esh. And after that is the fire. Loy be'esh Hashem is not there either. Veachar ha'esh kol demamadak. And after that is a silent voice. And that silent voice is that's where Hashem is going to be. So that's what I knew. That's how I knew it was good. And Kiyos and Malka, when the king came, Pasach Rav Sheshes v'kam avarach, Rav Sheshes was made a bracha. Amalei hu tzeduki, l'mandu l'chosus l'kam avarachas. You're not seeing him and you're making a bracha. The Gemara says, umay havei l'tehu tzeduki. And what happened to that end of that tzeduki who made fun of Rav Sheshes? Iki da'amri chavrohi kachalinu l'eini. Some say that his friends poked out his eyes. Vikidami Rav Sheshes Nasan Ainabai, Rav Sheshes looked at him, and as the Gal Shalat Samus and turned him into a pile of bones. Okay, if we don't mess with the Gedalim. Rav Shila Nagde Lahu Gavra de Boal Mitzvah. Rav Shila hit a certain person, he gave him Malkus, who had relations with a non-Jewess. So he gave him Malkus, even though it's not Malkus the Arisa, he gave him Malkus. Ozel Ochel Bei Kortz Bei Malka. This guy went and snitched to the king. He told the king, "There's this guy, one of the Gedolim, but he's this guy who hit me just for you know being promiscuous." So Omar, so Ochel Bei Kortz means he literally ate thing. What it means he told Lashon Hara. Omar Ikachad Gavar BeYudoy. There's this one person by the Jews, the Kodayan Dino Beloy Harmona Demalka. He's dying. He's asking. He's acting as a judge without official permission. Shadalei Pristika. They sent a group of soldiers to get him. Ki Asa Amalei My Taima Negadete Lahai. He said, "Why did you hit this man?" Amalehu Debal Chamarta. He said, "Because he had relations with a donkey." Amalei Istacha Sahadi. He said, "Do you have witnesses about that?" Amalei Eh, yes. Also Eliyahu. Eliyahu now became an Idmalei Keinish. He appeared like a man. He said, and he testified. Amalei Ihachi. So the king said, "Listen, having relations with a foreign girl, that's fine. But we don't have laws against that. With a donkey, even bestiality, there's laws against that." And Nahi Ihachi Barkatalahu. So he should have killed him. Why don't you kill him? Amalu Anan Miyomid de Galin and Me'aran. So he said, "I can't kill him because we're in Galus now. Less than Rushusalamikta, we can't kill him. Atun, but you might have isn't Avidasvay. Avidabay, you wanna do it, you can do whatever you want with him." Adam Ainu Behe Bedine. So they were looking into the judgment, what to do. Pasach Rabbi Shila said, V'amar, he said, L'cho Hashem HaGadul HaGvor. He said to himself, "Wow, thank you Hashem for saving me." Amrilei Micah Amrit. The Shoftim asked him, what is he saying? This is what he's saying. Thank you, Hashem, for giving a malchus on this world like the malchus in Shemayim. And he gave us such a good ruler and people that like judge, that like proper din. Amru chaviva alayin yikara de malchus gula. You like our ministry. You like our government so much. Yohav le'kufa. They gave him permission. They gave him a stick, which is permission to judge. Amru le'doin dina. From now on, you get to judge. So it turns out that this worked out for him. Ki havei nafik. When Rav Shila was leaving the building, Amru le'ahu gavra. The certain person said, Avar achmana nisa le'shakuri hachi. You're a liar. I never was with a donkey. What are you talking about? I can't believe Hashem did a miracle for you. Amru le'rasha. You are a wicked man. Lav chamra ikri. They're called chamirim. D'chsiv asher besar chamirim besarim. They are chamirim. Chazei, he saw the ka'azul amemra lehu dekrina chamare. So he saw quickly that the guy was going to tell the king, he just called all of you guys donkeys. Amar hai roidefu. So Rabbi Shila said, this guy's a roidef, he's going to kill me. V'hatayra amar, imbar lahargo, hashkim hargo, you got to kill him first. So machi bekulba v'katle, he hit him with the stick and he killed him. Wow, what a maisa. I'll just tell you, so the maisa, what's the pshat that we consider them like chamayram? How come he said that? The answer is because if a yid has a neshama, so when a person has relations with another yid, the two halves of the neshama are connecting. And it's an act that is super deep. It's an act that means so much. Whereas if a person is with a non-Jewess, so in certain levels, they don't have as deep a neshama as Klal Yisrael has. And according to Rabbi Akiva, they don't have any neshama. So therefore, it's just a nefesh. So it's like, there's no difference between that and a chamar. The Gemara continues. Omar, hoil vis avid la nisa b'hai kroh. Since a nes happened to me with this pasuk, l'cho Hashem, so darshin alei, I'm going to darshin it. L'cho Hashem ha'gedula b'mai separations. You have the greatness during my separations. V'cheinu omar oisa gedula sa'atim cheker. He made greatness without being able to explain them. V'hagvura is zuyitiyus mitzrayim. She'nemar v'yari shalas said ha'gedula. V'hatif eres. This is the glory, which is the sun and the moon, which stopped for Yahushua. Shinemar vayidim hashemesh v'yarayech omad. V'hanetzach is zuma palasa shal roimi. This is the downfall of roim. V'cheinu omar v'yehiz nitzchom al begodai. Nitzchom is legend of winning. V'ahoyid is zumechemes nachli arnon, is the melchama by arnon. Shinemar al ken yemar v'sefa melchamas hashem. It's v'hoyid v'sufa, the gemara that we spoke about before, where the mountain moved out of the place and destroyed all those people hiding in the mountain. That's the Mechama by Sisra. Shinema min ha-shamayim yan nilchamu ha-koychavim min misiloysam. Hashem helped out by removing around the stars. L'cho Hashem ha-mamlacha, this is by Amalek, zu Mechama z'Amalek. As it says, v'cheinu amr kiyod al keizka, as it says, that their hand is on Hashem's throne. V'hamisnase zu Mechama z'goygumagin, this is for a future they were dashing in this pasuk as Misnase in a lashon of Nesios. Interesting. Okay. L'chol l'reish, what is that? Amar Rav Chanan, Barava, Amar Rav Yechanan, afilu reish gargisa. Even the person who's the head of digging bayreis is min shemayim manule, from the shemayim they appointed him. In the Mishnah we learn in the name of Rabbi Akiva, l'cho Hashem hagdula is talking about zukriyas yamsuf, v'hagvura is makas b'chayres, v'hativeres is matan teira, v'hanetzach is Yerushalayim, v'ayid is the base hamikdash. Okay. Says the Gemara v'ayitetan rabbanan, haroya bata Yisrael, if somebody sees beautiful mansions from Klal Yisrael be yeshuvan while they are settled. Omer Baruch Matziv Gvul Almana B'churbanan. However, if they ever destroyed, Omer Baruch Dain Emes. If a person sees Batei Ovdi Gechavim be yeshuvan while they are being settled, Omer Beis Gaim Yisach Hashem. The house of the Gaiva will Hashem Hashem will uproot. B'churbanan, if they destroyed, Amar Kiel Nekamas Hashem, Kiel Nekamas Sefiya. Ula v'rechista havika azli b'urcho, Ula v'rechista, we're walking on the way. Kimatu apischa debay, Rav Chana bar Chaniloi, when they reached the house of Rav Chana bar Chaniloi, Negad, Rav Chista v'adnach. So, Rav Chista, like, got weak and he groaned. Amar li ula, am I coming nachas? Why are you groaning? V'ha'amar Rav, Rav says, anocha is shaveres chatzi gufa shel adam. Groaning is bad for you, it can break your body. Shenemar v'ata ben adam ha'anach b'shiver masnaim, as it states in the pasuk, ben adam, groaning is b'shiver masnaim, breaks your masnaim. Rav Yochanan amar af kol gufa shel adam, it breaks the entire body. Shenemar v'ha'yiki yomru lecha al ma'ata nenach, when they say, what are you groaning for? V'amata al shmua kibav, v'nam es kolev, because this, it's because of this shmua that's coming. Omar lay hechi loy atnach. So he said, how can I not groan? Based at the havei b'shitin afiyasa b'yama, a house that had 60 bakers during the day, v'shitin afiyasa b'layla, and 60 bakers by night, v'afiyah l'chol man v'tzorach, and they baked for whoever needed food, v'loy shekal yadam in kisa, he never took his hand out of his wallet to the suffer. Perhaps dilma asli ani bar tivim, perhaps a high class ani will come in and he'll be embarrassed to ask. So by the time I'll be able to see him and quickly give him money, v'adamatu lay l'kisa kamisa, by the time I put my hand in the time that I put my hand in there, he's going to get him. Embarrassed, so I want to have my hand ready to give. V'su have a psichin le'arba bavei. He had four doors open to his house. La'arba ruchasa da'alma, the four sides of the globe. V'chol da have a'il kafe nafe kisavei. Whoever went in hungry came out full. Have a shodu le'chita yusari b'shnei b'tzores avroi, and he used to throw out wheat and barley outside. The choman da chsifa milsu, whoever's embarrassed, the mishkal b'yama to take during the day. Asu b'shaka b'layla, came by night. Hashta nafa batila, now this house is destroyed. V'loy etnach, I shouldn't groan. Omar lehochi Omar Yechanan, so he responded. This is what Rabbi Yechanan said. Yom Shachora Beis Hamikdash, from the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Nigzer Gezeira al Batei and Shel Tzadikim Sheyicharu. There was a Gezeira on the house of the Tzadikim that they should also be destroyed. Shenemar Ba'oznim in my ears. Hashem Tzvokes im loy batim rabim l'shamay. If these houses will not be destroyed, Gedolim Etovim Me'ein Yoshev, and there'll be nowhere to go. So Gedolim Etovim are the houses of the Gedolim. So it's going to be destroyed. And Rabbi Yechanan said, eventually Hashem will return them. And just like the Har Tzion, Hashem is going to return it. So to the houses of the Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return them. So he saw still that he wasn't satisfied with the fact that it's going to be returned. So, nevertheless, so he said, Amarleh, he said, Dayu le'evet sheik rabbi. Nunu. It's, listen, Hashem's house is destroyed. This house should also be, his house shouldn't be any better than Hashem's house. Tan Rabbanan Haroy Kivri Yisrael. If somebody sees a kever of Klal Yisrael, Amar Bar a graveyard, Amar Bar Chasher Yotzar Eschem Bedin V'Zon Eschem Bedin V'Chilkel Eschem Bedin V'Asa Eschem Bedin V'Asi La'Hakim Chem Bedin. You say this bracha, and in fact, on all Jewish cemeteries, we say this. Ra Mar Brei the Ravina Misayim Vamishmei the Rav Nachman V'Yodeya Mispar Kolchem. He knows you. Their count. Who Asa the Hachiyosam, and he was eventually going to revive them. Ulekayim Eschem, and to become them Baruch Mechayim Eschem. Kibra of the Kabam, if somebody sees a non-Jewish cemetery, Omar Yiddish says, Boshe Imchem, and they don't have the sign on the non-Jewish cemeteries, I'm not sure why not. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Haroya es Chaver, if somebody sees his friend, Achar Shleishim Yem, after 30 days, Omar Baruch Shehechion, Bekiman, Bekiyon, Lazman, is Shed Baruch Shehechion, Alachar Shnei Masor, just after 12 months, Omar Baruch Mechaim Esim, because we see the reason why we say this, because he definitely passed the Yom Kippur. So from the fact that he lived 1 year, we see Hashem was Ki'ilim B'chayim Esim. Omer Rav, Ein HaMeis Mishtakeach Min Alev, a dead person doesn't forget a dead person, Ela La'achash Nei Masor Chodesh, until after 12 months. Shenem HaNishkachti K'meis Milev, Ha'yistikich Li'ovet, I forgot the mace, and I was like a lost Kaylee. Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua, Ha'viko Azli Bo'orcha, Rav Papa, and Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua were walking on the way. Pogu Bei, Rav Chinin, Rav Ika, and they met Rav Chinin, Rav Ika, and Omer Lei, Bahadi de Chazinach, Berchinach alai tarti. Now that I saw you, I should make a bracha. Two brachas. Number one, bracha shir cholak mechacham asi le'reiv. Number one, the bracha on seeing a chacham, like we said earlier. And also, shehechiyanu, because you're my friend, and I haven't seen you in 30 days. Amalei onanami, I too, kevin de chazisinchu, since I saw you, chayshavtinchu ilavai, kashitin revan reis Yisrael. It says, if I am so happy, it says, if I saw 600,000 parts of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, barchin alaichu plus, I should say three brachas on you. Hanach tarti, and also this bracha that we saw earlier, barachacham harazim. Omrule, they said, Hachakimas Kulihai, wow, you're so smart. That's such a cute chap you have. Yahavispe Einayu, they looked at him because of the chap, and Meshachav, and he died. Okay. Another example of Ayin Hora. There's many, many examples of Ayin Hara throughout the Gemaras. And this is a hard one. Okay, I'm Rabbi Shuv Levi Haroya as Haba Hakonim. If somebody sees a person who has Habakonim, this is somebody who is, I believe it's a person who is super. I think this is like he has white splotches, if I remember correctly. So Amar of Baruch Mishana Hebrius. It's somebody who looks unusually different than. So you say Baruch Mishana Hebrius. Meis face says the Gemara Rasa Kushi. If somebody sees a black person, as a Gichar, somebody who's super red, as a Lavkan, somebody who's super white, an albino, as a Kipeach, somebody who is super fat. This Anana, somebody who's a super midget, as Hadarkinos, somebody who is covered in boils. Amar Baruch Mishana Hebrius. As a Kiteya, somebody whose hands were cut off, as a Suma, blind person, as Petuya Heroish. Somebody who is clumped hair, as a chigar, somebody who's missing a leg, as a mukeshrin, somebody's covered in boils, as a habahakonim. This person is covered in these whatever these splotches. Amar Baruch Dayan Emes. The Gemara says like Kasha. It's not a Kasha. Mimei imai. The Gemara says ha. This that Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says that you say Mishan Habrius. That's where you saw it. Mimei imai. That's where he was born like that. Ha de basa de isyala. This is where it happens after he was born. Dekanam dektane dumi de kiteya. Because it's talking about somebody who had his hand. It's in the same brisa which talks about somebody who had his hands cut off. So it's mashma that it happened after he was born. Shmamina. Tanabanan haroya pil. Somebody sees an elephant, kaif, a monkey, vekipuv, this other type of monkey. It's like an orangutan. So in these cases, like we said earlier, the part is that you should say Amar Baruch Mishana Sabrias. Look at Mishana Sabrias. Let me explain. The part is because these three animals used to be humans. That's what they say. And elephants are very smart and monkeys are very smart because they used to be humans. Hashem turned them into monkeys at the Dor Haflaga. Rabrias Teves, if a person sees beautiful creatures, the Ilanas Teves, or beautiful trees, Amar Baruch Shekachalei Ba'ilamai. And we do say this on beautiful people. Al Hazikin. Okay. My Zikin. Amar Shmuel, it's a Kechavet Deshavet. It is a star in the sky that is a shooting star. Amar Shmuel, the Hirin Li Shvili Deshmaya. Shmuel says, I understand everything about the Shema, about the all the pathways of the sky. Kiv Shvili Dinahardoi. I'm as clear as them as I am in the path in the paths of I'm as clear in the paths of the sky as I am in the streets of Nahardoi. This is Levand, except for Levarmi Kaychavad Deshavad, except for this shooting star. The shooting star is I don't know Pshat on it. And now this is actually one of my favorite Gemaras. If Deloy Danimaniu, I don't know what it is. The loy of Ugmiri, and we have a pshat, the loy of our kisla, the e of our kisla char of Alma, that these shooting stars do not pass kisla. They're the mazel of the ksil, the e of our kisla, because if it did, char of Alma, the world would be destroyed. I we see sometimes that it does pass that mazel. And the Gemara says, zivehu da'avar. Its shine is what passes, but umeschazik the avar ihu, and it looks like it's passing, but it's not really passing. Now the previous gemara is so gishmak because we nowadays think that shooting stars are pshatas. It's not a star; it's some sort of rock or whatever that entered into Earth's atmosphere and is burning up as it crosses across the sky. So therefore, that's what it looks like. A star that's for shooting, but it's not really a shooting star. So that's why Shmuel, he's like, I don't chat what a shooting star is. It's beautiful because Itaka is nothing in the sky. It's just a burning rock flying across space. It is umischazig nahiru derikia. You know what it is? It's a tear in the sky, in the sky, and we're seeing the light as it passes through. Ravashi amar kechavahu da'okar mehagisa lekisla vechazlei chavrei mehagisa umivis umischazig kiman da'avar. It is a star that has been uprooted from this side of this mazel, and it sees its friend on the other side of the mazel, and the star gets scared, and therefore it looks like it's passing. Okay, Shmuel Rami Shmuel asks a steer. It says Ksiv Oise Osh Ksil Vachima. It says Ksil before, it says the mazel of Ksil before Chima. Before the mazel of Chima. Okay? And it's mashma that the Ksil is stronger than Chima. However, it says V'chsev Oise Chima Uksil. So which one is it? Haketzad. So the Gemara says, El Malei Chuma Shel Ksil. If it wasn't for the heat that comes out of Ksil, Leinis Kaima Olma Bebenetzina Shel Chima. The world would not be able to live because of the coolness that comes out of Chima. And the same idea of El Malei Tzina Shel Chima, Leinis Kaima Olma Bebenetzina Shel Ksil. So they're both powerful, and they both are balancing each other out. Ugemiri, the Gemara says, that Ilav Uksu Da Akarva Da Manach Ben Hardinar. If it wasn't for the tail, of the akrev, which is lying in the nahar of the dinner, of the mazel of dinner, so the end of that, if it wasn't for the fact that the end of that mazel is lying in that mazel, koman dahavi trikale akreva, whoever would have been bitten by a scorpion, lo have chalia, would not live. All right, we don't know much about what's going on here, so I'm just going to go on. Or at least I don't know much. Rachmana, this is what the Torah says. Le'iv te'iv, he's kasher me'adnos kima oimoshches ksil tfatach. And we do know the mazalim are the way Hashem runs the world, but the fact that it's called an akrev, and now anybody who's bitten by an akrev will not survive, is kind of hard for me to understand. But so he's kasher me'adnos kima oimoshches ksil tfatach, as it says. Are you able to tie the with the mazel kima so that its coldness is not going to go and destroy the world, or to open up the mazel of ksil so that its heat will not destroy the world? My kima, what is the kima? Amr Shmuel kimeya kochvi, like 100 stars. Armilei de mekanfi, some say that they're spread out, but armilei de medabran, and some say the mekanfi, yeah, that they're gathered together, and some say the medabran, they are spread out. What is the mazel of Ash? My Ash, Amar Yehuda, Yuta. It's the mazel called Yuta. My Yuta, Armilei Znav Teleh. It is the tail of the goat. The Armilei Reish of the Eglav is the head of the Reish of the next mazel of the goat of the Shor one. Umistaber Kamanda Amar Znav Teleh. And it's possible. It's probable that it's the one that's the Znav Teleh. Dachsev Va'ayish Al Baneha Tenachem, as it says by Ben. As it says, when Hashem is, are you able to take the mazel of Yuta and so you know how to fix it? Ama chasra. We see that the mazel of Ayesh is missing something. Umischaze, and it looks like a keturfa de taref. Tapan and Tesman Aleph. It looks like it's missing. Looks like it was banged out with a hammer. Looks like it was missing. And therefore, and since it looks like it's missing, probably it is from the Znav Teleh. Alright, we'll stop over here. Okay, let's just finish off some things. V'hai the Azla Basra, and this that Ayish goes after the mazel of Kima, looks because the Amrlei Havli Bonai, because he's saying, give me back the stars that were put in, but they're put by you. Shabashash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bikish Lahavi Ma'abal La'ilam, because at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring the Ma'abal to the world, Natal Shnei Kechavim Mikima, he took two stars out of the Kima and Havi Ma'abal La'ilam, and that caused a change in whatever, the gravity or whatever on this world, and that's what brought the Ma'abal to the world. Havi Ma'abal, Bikish HaSatma, when he wanted to stop the flow, Natal Shnei Kechavim Ayish V'Stama, he took two stars out of Ayish, and that put the balance back into nature. The Gemara says, V'lahadilah, just return the two stars to Kiyim. And the Gemara says, Ein a bor mismalim v'chliyah, so you can't do that. You can't fill up a bor from it. It's not going to help. Inami in kategor nasa senegar, or the defendant is not going to be a prosecutor, meaning a prosecutor is not going to be a defender. So meaning it's not, you can't fix it up the same way you broke it. So the Gemara says, so just create two new stars. The Gemara says, Ein kachadish tachas Hashem. Hashem is not going to create anything new. But eventually Hashem will return it to him. She will return it to Kima. That she will be the Ayish on her sons will have a nechama. Okay, so we'll stop over here for that. Have a great day.